Welcome to the People's Podcast, the official podcast of the Adelaide Football Club.
We're back, this, the Chief, Katrina Gill. The podcast is back. It's been a huge hiatus, but we are back playing Sydney this weekend. It's round 18, is it?
What's hiatus mean?
Break.
Absence.
Yep. Good, yep.
Move it on. Is round 18.
Bit like your last 3 weeks.
Straight to it.
Nah, you've been good, Chief.
You're ready, John.
Righto, what have we got on the agenda today,
Chief? You're going to lead us off, I think.
Well, you come prepared. Well, I'm not. I haven't really. This is just your agenda. Your agenda. I thought it was a bit boring, but
good feedback.
We'd obviously like to start off with a little bit of a thank you to our fans, Chief.
Fans have just been phenomenal.
They have, especially over the last month.
Very tough month.
Their support for the playing group, the coaching staff, and everyone at the club has just been awesome.
And what do you think, Josh?
Makes you want to be around long term.
Oh, I'm with you. Why would you want to be anywhere else?
Well, why don't you sign then, Tom?
What's that? Oh, well, just, yeah, I'm trying. Hopefully they want me, Chief.
Did anything come out of the Gauchos dinner, mate?
No. We're all there at the Gauchos dinner, the infamous dinner.
Freddy?
It was nice, that Gauchos dinner.
Yeah,
it was good to catch up with Paul.
I didn't actually speak to him, but, you know, it was good to have him here. Yeah,
getting back to our thanking of the fans, Chief. Obviously, an extremely difficult time. The footy community is unbelievable with the way that they rally around and support each other. So we can't thank the AFL and the other football clubs enough for the work that they've done in supporting us over the last month.
Well said, Pat.
Righty-o, back to Gauchos. What did you order?
New York Porterhouse.
Yeah, the Porterhouse. And it was good to have a chat with Josh and Rat, who I see every day. And that was about it. Because the management company, all I deal with is you!
That might just go to my lash now!
Lynch's lash.
What's the point? I mean, having a manager, they come over every you! Well, actually, I did get a hot chocolate.
To be fair,
I got a hot chocolate.
If they're taking 3% from you, what's 3% of 30 grand? I tell you what! I don't even know why. And don't you laugh, Fish. You haven't paid management fees for the last 3 years.
I just want a dinner.
Have not paid them. So don't you go whacking anyone.
Come on, Paul. This is a bit more than a dinner once a year.
I hear that's what they're offering you, Chief. A pie and a hot dog. And that's it. And maybe a slab of Pepsi Max every week.
I'll sign for that.
No, he's off the Pepsi.
I'm off the Pepsi.
He's off the Pepsi.
Been off Pepsi for a week.
Turned the stomach upside down.
You've been a bit cooked this week,
yeah,
Chief.
Yeah, it's been a difficult week. It's been a real difficult
week.
Some of the images we've received.
Chief, can you just talk us through? You weren't feeling great game day.
I can't disclose where I went.
Disclose.
Didn't miss the game though, Chief. Battled on.
Well,
Tarsley obviously battled on too. He played.
Gutless from Talia.
Pathetic.
Like, gutless.
Yeah, Mister, I never miss.
Well, that's just not true.
That's what he says.
Now, one other thing, Chief, Viz, Katrina. Now, Viz, can you just paint us the picture, what you're looking at with the redness at the moment?
The
bouffant that he's got.
He's rocking at the moment. He was rocked for the first time on the weekend. My new performance, Harry.
The buzz cut.
What, the new performance haircut?
Buzz cut, left aside.
Viz, can you just explain why Tom has got the worst haircut at Adelaide FC?
The haircut's fine, but it just makes the fangs.
Oh, yeah.
Twice the size.
Is that huge or not?
What are your thoughts on just leaving the sideburns and just going real short on top?
Told him that they missed a bit, and that was a week ago. How can any shorter those long
bits? Now, unfortunately, all the fans out there. I did have the wrong attire on one day and had to do a punishment. That was to shave my head. It looks okay.
I tell you what, there's only one person that's punished, and it's not a person. It's the whole group.
True.
It's everyone watching.
Who has to look at you?
Just looking at you.
Courts is wrapped with it.
Oh, yeah, Wilson car parking. Because you got two of them on
offer. Yeah, the car park did look even worse.
Tell you what, Struth.
We had another rising star on the weekend.
Ah,
just walked through, actually.
Yeah.
Glad you brought him up.
Yeah, he's been phenomenal.
Is that one right?
Jake Lever, he has been very good since coming.
Phenomenal.
in Viss and yeah, his first good. Season. Playing yeah. very good. You've been impressed with him?
Have, yeah, love him.
Love the snake?
I love him.
Don't want to give him too much of a rap because he can hear us.
Very big eyebrows, the snake, doesn't he?
No, we don't.
He's very mature as well, for his age.
Chief, I haven't finished on the eyebrows yet. You know, we at the podcast, the People's Podcast, like to critique people. And certainly, the snake's got some of the bigger eyebrows you'll ever see. And no wonder he got stitches last week, because they're just enormous. And I'm hearing it's from when Big Al, Jake's wonderful father, just taught him a few lessons when they were growing up. They did a fair bit of boxing together. And Jake just wasn't that good.
Grew hair in his eye.
When you keep getting whacked,
because he gets whacked, he grows hair in his eyebrows.
No, you're not listening, Chief.
If you get a scar, you can't grow hair there.
No, it's not about the hair. Keep getting whacked, right?
Yeah, you grow hair.
No, it's not about hair. It's about the actual size of the eyebrows.
The swelling, Pat. Yeah, we're with you.
The swelling of the eyebrows. Like
swelling for 10 years.
So obviously, there wasn't a huge amount of defense from Jake, and that's probably a bit similar to his game of the weekend. Still just gets a few kicked on him. But I'm just saying, there's just a large eyebrow there, Chief.
Did he clean up another teammate yesterday as well at training?
Yep.
Number 3? Laird Talia Brown?
Brown.
No, it wouldn't have been Brown. He didn't train.
Brownie looks like Harry Potter at the moment. He's got the Z stitch on his forehead. And it was all thanks to the serpent.
I'll sit this one out. Don't know who Harry Potter is.
Yes, you do.
Don't watch it.
Driving home from training yesterday. Did you see the big billboard?
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
What were you driving in?
Someone's dropped Sharon. 20 large on a billboard.
Saying, please, Paddy, stay. And maybe we edit the breaking news. Barry from Jeb's Cross, is it?
Sure. What's he do? What's his business?
Oh,
sure, I was coming training on the road, mate, but I just had
four, I've got 3 bedrooms that need carpeting.
Whereabouts?
What's that?
Whereabouts?
In my house? Where else?
Whereabouts house?
Can't say.
Glengarry, so they'll bring it down there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, beautiful.
What's that?
I don't know.
Big game this week against the Swans.
Massive game.
Really important for our season. And
you going to show up this week?
Yeah. I'll be there.
Are you fresh up this week? An offer, I'll be there.
You showing up this week?
Correct.
You'll be there. Big game for the Viss too, but...
Massive game. This has been in good form, Chief.
He's been okay.
I mean, I'm going to wrap the Viss up.
Okay, he hit the double figures on the weekend for possession, so that was quite pleasing for him, but...
The 3 goals, 4.
Yeah. Just
a few issues.
Didn't want to kick him through the highlights.
Yeah. Eddie's pinched him from the goal square, so he kicked 3-4, that hurts.
Yeah, he hit the double figures. And
Massive challenge, big game
for 2 other members of the side. Two favourable members for the fans and the playing group.
Favourite sons.
Yeah, and in Rory Laird with his 50th. And
the Doss.
Texan with his 100th.
100th. Yeah. In phenomenal form at the moment, the Doss.
Yeah, he is.
Surely he'd be around the All-Australian mark.
Well, he made the great Lordo's
The Velvet.
All-Australian back pocket.
The Velvet Sledgehammer.
He's in there.
You are known as the Velvet Sledgehammer.
So... yes, he was in there.
And the big Texan, 100?
230-odd goals, I think, Katrina.
234.
Yep. 7th
all-time. Most all-time, will we?
I think that's the formality. I think that'll happen.
What's Mods? 440?
Well, I don't know. You're this guru.
He might if he plays another 100.
I'll ask Mods at the annual 10-goal.
What was that, Jim?
I'll see if we'll just say it. I'll ask him.
That was the annual 10-goal.
Yeah. With a few probably.
I was going to say, you probably want to speak to Mods.
You just can't speak English.
You'd want to catch Mods before he has a few beers, because after it, you're in dangerous
time. Maybe for you. Maybe you, because you're home at 8:30. That's when the night kicks on with the Mod.
Oh, coming from you.
Yeah, I'm an animal.
Went to Rodney Rubin.
Jesus
Christ. That was a good night. That was a very good night, Chief.
Chief, have you been to the movies lately?
Mission Intolerable.
Mission Impossible, maybe today with you, Chief.
Yeah, 1:30.
Better get
ben
over
Reno.
There.
Ben Reno.
We will be there.
Yeah, we'll be getting over there. So, I won't bring up No Tippo again on Cat's agenda.
The big lord's hurt his hand.
Is some chance, they're saying.
Some chance. Chance or chance? Probably going to run with chance. Did you say chance?
I'm going to roll with chance.
Chance.
I can't really hear the R. I can't hear the R in there, but that's okay.
No chance.
Well,
no chance, Viss.
Well,
the Velvet.
That's 12 minutes, and you're going to make a wrap there because we're going to get to our movie. But It's good to be back.
Lynch, oh, it's great to be back. No, Lash.
No, I've lashed already.
Who? Connor Sports Management.
Yeah, Connor Sports Management.
Beautiful.
I don't know where we're That'll get the fees down. Yeah.
That'll see the fees dropped in no time.
got the fees.
3% of zero, still zero.
Actually, no, that is one thing they brought over on their trip, the fees. Paul, I feel like we had this conversation from 3 months. No, no.
Now, we'll be back next week, Chief, and we'll be back the week after for the rest of the season. Katrina.
Well, every week.
Every week. Not the podcast is back.
Week. Commitment.
That's a big commitment, and I'm committing to it.
Fortnightly, I'll be here fortnightly.
See you next week. Thanks for listening to the People's Podcast, the official podcast of the Adelaide Football Club.